This is the reading for January 28. Psalm 28. Lord, my rock, I call out to you for help. Do not be deaf to me. If you are silent, I will be like those in the grave. Hear the sound of my prayer when I cry out to you for help. I raise my hands toward your most holy place. Don't drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil. They say peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Pay them back for what they have done, for their evil deeds. Pay them back for what they have done. Give them their reward. They don't understand what the Lord has done or what He has made, so He will knock them down and not lift them up. Praise the Lord because He heard my prayer for help. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust Him and He helps me. I am very happy and I praise Him with my song. The Lord is powerful. He gives victory to His chosen one. Save your people and bless those who are your own. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Genesis chapter 5. After Moses and Aaron talked to the people, they went to the king of Egypt and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, so they may hold a feast for me in the desert." But the king of Egypt said, "Who is the Lord? Why should I obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Then Aaron and Moses said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us travel 3 days into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. If we don't do this, he may kill us with a disease or in war." But the king said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their work? Go back to your jobs. There are very many Hebrews, and now you want them to quit working." That same day, the king gave a command to the slave masters and foremen. He said, "Don't give the people straw to make bricks as you used to do. Let them gather their own straw, but they must still make the same number of bricks as they did before. Do not accept fewer. They have become lazy, and that is why they are asking me, 'Let us go to offer sacrifices to our God.' Make these people work harder and keep them busy. Then they will not have time to listen to the lies of Moses." So the slave masters and foremen went to the Israelites and said, "This is what the king says, 'I will no longer give you straw. Go and get your own straw wherever you can find it, but you must make as many bricks as you made before.'" So the people went everywhere in Egypt looking for dry stalks to use for straw. The slave masters kept forcing the people to work harder. They said, "You must make just as many bricks as you did when you were given straw." The king's slave masters had made the Israelite foreman responsible for the work the people did. The Egyptian slave masters beat these men and asked them, "Why aren't you making as many bricks as you made in the past?" Then the Israelite foreman went to the king and complained, "Why are you treating us, your servants, this way? You give us no straw, but we are commanded to make bricks. Our slave masters beat us, but it is your own people's fault." The king answered, "You are lazy. You don't want to work. That is why you asked to leave here and make sacrifices to the Lord. Now go back to work. We will not give you any straw, but you must make just as many bricks as you did before." The Israelite foremen knew they were in trouble because the king had told them, "You must make just as many bricks each day as you did before." As they were leaving the meeting with the king, they met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them. So they said to Moses and Aaron, "May the Lord punish you. You caused the king and his officers to hate us. You have given them an excuse to kill us." Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you brought this trouble on your people? Is this why you sent me here? I went to the king and said what you told me to say, but ever since that time he has made the people suffer, and you have done nothing to save them." Exodus chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to the king of Egypt. I will use my great power against him, and he will let my people go. Because of my power, he will force them out of his country." Then God said to Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the name God Almighty, but they did not know me by my name, the Lord. I also made my agreement with them to give them the land of Canaan. They lived in that land, but it was not their own. Now I have heard the cries of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are treating as slaves, and I remember my agreement. So tell the people of Israel that I say to them, 'I am the Lord. I will save you from the hard work the Egyptians force you to do. I will make you free, so you will not be slaves to the Egyptians. I will free you by my great power, and I will punish the Egyptians terribly. I will make you my own people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am the Lord your God, the one who saves you from the hard work the Egyptians force you to do. I will lead you to the land that I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give you that land to own. I am the Lord." So Moses told this to the Israelites, but they would not listen to him. They were discouraged, and their slavery was hard. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell the king of Egypt that he must let the Israelites leave his land." But Moses answered, "The Israelites will not listen to me, so surely the king will not listen to me either. I am not a good speaker." But the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them orders about the Israelites and the king of Egypt. He commanded them to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. These are the leaders of the families of Israel. Israel's firstborn son, Reuben, had four sons, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the family groups of Reuben. Simeon's sons were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the family groups of Simeon. Levi lived 137 years. These are the names of his sons according to their family history: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Gershon had two sons, Libni and Shimei, with their families. Kohath lived 137 years. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These are the family groups of Levi according to their family history. Amram married his father's sister Jochebed, who gave birth to Aaron and Moses. Amram lived 137 years. Izhar's sons were Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. Uzziel's sons were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sithri. Aaron married Elishaba, the daughter of Amminadab, and the sister of Nashon. Elishaba gave birth to Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. The sons of Korah were Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the family groups of the Korahites. Eleazar, son of Aaron, married a daughter of Putiel, and she gave birth to Phinehas. These are the leaders of the family groups of the Levites. This was the Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Lead the people of Israel out of Egypt by their divisions." Aaron and Moses are the ones who talked to the king of Egypt and told him to let the Israelites leave Egypt. The Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt and said, "I am the Lord. Tell the king of Egypt everything I tell you." But Moses answered, "I am not a good speaker. The king will not listen to me."